Madam Clerk.
Board of Commissioners, public meeting, Tuesday, December 3rd, 2019. The time is 7:30. Pursuant to the requirement of the Open Public Meeting Act, Chapter 231, Public Law 1975, notice of this meeting was published in the November 29th, 2018 issues of the Nutley Sun, the Herald News, and the Star Ledger. A copy of this notice has been posted on the Nutley Town Hall Bulletin Board, and a copy is on file in the Municipal Clerk's Office. Commissioner Rogers.
Here.
Commissioner Tucci.
Here.
Commissioner Evans.
Here.
Commissioner Petracco.
Here.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Here.
All present, Mayor.
Thank you, Madam Clerk. We're going to go right to go out of order a little bit today. We're going to do a proclamation and we're going to do a resolution because we have some people to honor here tonight. So the first thing we're going to do is read a proclamation for the Nutley High School Raider Marching Band. Whereas 2019 was a remarkable competitive season for the Nutley High School Raider Marching Band, and whereas on Saturday, November 2nd, 2019, the Nutley Raider Marching Band received first place in Group 4A at the U.S. Band New Jersey State Championships held in Sayreville, New Jersey, winning caption awards for Best Music, Best Visual, Best Overall Effect, Best Percussion, and Best Color Guard. And whereas the score of 95.24 was the highest received out of all marching bands competing in the New Jersey State Championships. And whereas on Sunday, November 3rd, 2019, the Raider Band received second place out of 14 in Group 4A at the U.S. Band's National Championships held in Allentown, Pennsylvania, with a score of 93.99, winning caption awards for Best Music and Best Visual. And whereas the Raider Band had a stellar performance record, receiving 5 first place finishes, 1 second place finish, and 23 caption awards. And whereas the 94-member Nutley Raider Marching Band is under the direction of Band Director Mr. Vincent Vecchiarello, Assistant Band Director Ms. Julie Wire, Drum Major Zachary Makowitz and Alex Merritt, and also received administrative support from Dr. Julie Glazer, Superintendent of Schools, Dr. James Riley, District Coordinator of Fine Practical and Performing Arts, and Principal Dennis Williams. Now, therefore, it be resolved that the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, hereby commends and congratulates the members of the Nutley High School Raider Marching Band and staff for their exceptional success this season and for representing themselves, Nutley High School, and the entire Nutley community with such distinction through their talent, hard work, and determination. Congratulations.
Mr. Vecchiarello, will come up and say a couple words.
Good evening, Commissioners. Mayor Scarpelli, thank you for this wonderful honor. This group behind me and those who aren't present tonight have exceeded every expectation that we had this season. As a Raider Marching Band, we pushed every single limit that we had. 94 is the biggest group that we've had in, I want to say, at least 20 years here in Nutley. Somebody reminded me that back in the 80s they were at 120. I said, well, this is within the last 20 years. So this group, again, I can't say. We're graduating 29 seniors, which is a ridiculous number that I am happy to have underneath my direction, but I'm sad to see them go because their leadership and guidance has been wonderful this year, and I hope it trickles down into the rest of the students that we have coming up through our program. So we're looking forward to the years that we have coming, and we hope that we did everybody Nutley proud.
Absolutely. Let's see if we can get everybody up here.
Thank you.
tongue should have went that way.
Or it could be like things in Moorfield. Bills and get that out of the way while they're still empty. Madam Clerk, you want to move on to bills?
Yes, Mayor. Bill list for December 3rd, 2019. Public Affairs, $81,641.91. Revenue and Finance, $2,652,347.81. Public Safety, $76,010.41. Public Works, $71,638.30. Parks and Public Property, $729,860.12. Water Utility, $33,167.05. Total Payroll, $812,284.21, for a grand total of $4,456,949.81.
Move the bills.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
And that's it for bills, Mayor.
Thank you. Thank you, Madam Clerk. We've had a great fall season, and to continue with our congratulations, Commissioner Tucci.
Thank you, Mayor. Whereas the Nutley Junior Raider 5th and 6th grade football team has enjoyed an outstanding season, posting a record of 7 wins and 3 losses, capturing the West Essex Junior Football League Super Bowl Championship. And whereas the Nutley Junior Raider 5th and 6th grade football team entered the playoffs as the number 4 seed, which defeated the number 1 seed by a score of 14-13, and the number 2 seed in the championship game by a score of 19-12 to claim the Super Bowl Championship. And whereas the members of the 5th and 6th grade football team are Victoria Aponte, Aiden Rockbaum, Henry Nalvarte, Daniel Zaccazante, Jonathan Sirigliano, Eddie Butts, Jeremiah Torado, Brandon King, Rocco Diliberto, Franklin Rodriguez, Michael Fazio, AJ Del Greco, Justin Lees, Santino Cundiff, Mohammed Mughal, Nicholas Del Tufo, Jonathan Tucci, Riley Garofolo, Sean Torres, David Martin, Marcello Marfia, Sean Vilches, Jacob Salvatore, Christopher Cefelli, Trace Castellanos, Russell Van de Zilver, Avian Santana, Raymond Augusto, Matty Richards, A.J. Maiden, James Colarusso, Marcus Durham, Anthony Curcio, Braden Hernandez, Jacob Harlow, Michael Birodesco, Liam Murphy, Devin Telsidi, Foster Smith, Nolan Brewer, Angel Sedano, Brandon Walder, Joshua Salgado, Anthony Rafa, and whereas head coach Justin Murphy, along with assistant coaches Donnie King, Carmen LeRae, Antonio Maiden, John Cefelli, and Mike Biordesco worked tirelessly to train and guide these athletes, and whereas the members of the 5th and 6th grade football team are the West Essex Junior Football League Super Bowl champions for the 2019 season with the record of 7 wins and 3 losses. Now, therefore, be it resolved that the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, the County of Essex, and State of New Jersey, join with the citizens of Nutley to honor and congratulate the members and coaches of the 5th and 6th grade football team for their exceptional efforts and accomplishments. Before I... Go ahead, time for a round of applause. Before I move this resolution, I'd like to say that in all my years in attending Super Bowl championship games and playoff games and regular season games, this was absolutely one of the most exciting and enjoyable games I have ever witnessed on a cold, snowy day. And the fact that, not only the fact that we won, all right, which was outstanding, but the fact that the coaches from the other team commended our players and our coaches on the way they conducted themselves spoke volumes for this township and the way we raise our children here. So I'd like to congratulate you, and I very proudly move this resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Before I vote, I just want to thank you and a word to the parents and to the young people. The reason why we live in an extraordinary nation is because we have extraordinary people like yourselves who here in this community, among the thousands of communities throughout the country, have worked very hard to build character, to build teamwork, I mean to really build from the bottom up. So I want to thank you so much for what you've done, and God bless you all, and I vote yes.
Commissioner Tucci.
In addition to thanking all of our players and our coaches, I'd like to thank the parents, because they're the ones who also sacrifice along with everyone else and bring the children back and forth and making sure that they do their homework, that they keep their grades up, and that they continue to be the fine Nutley citizens that they are. So I am so very proud, and I absolutely vote yes.
Commissioner Evans?
Before I vote, there's an old saying that says all good things, you know, start at home. So to the parents, congratulations on, you know, how well you're doing in raising your children. Leadership is something that you actually learn to appreciate, but you have few opportunities when you're young to display it. One way of doing that is being part of a team and going after something as a goal, such as a championship. And in your case, guys, you did a fabulous job. I'm so proud of you. Congratulations.
Commissioner Petracco?
I just like to add one thing. Commissioner Rogers said a lot, but one thing that I think is the most important thing is the friendships that you foster, that you guys are all sitting next to each other. Years and years and years and years ago, I actually played. And you know what? The friends that you have made through these years, you're going to carry through your whole life, because there's nothing like your childhood friends, especially when you're all from Nutley. So congratulations on a very exciting game, I heard. You guys represented your town well. And take a look at each other, guys, because 50 years from now, you'll still be staring in each other's eyes, God willing. God bless you. I vote aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
You know, you guys, you won and you lost together. And you learn about teamwork. And you learn about discipline. And you learn about time management. Those are the things that sports does for you. It teaches you those things. I think you should also congratulate your parents for getting you back and forth to practices and games, and to your coaches who put in hours and hours of work dedicated to making you better ball players. So, gentlemen, congratulations on a job well done. Coaches, congratulations, and parents, absolute congratulations on all you do all year round for your kids and all the sports and all the activities that you have to get everybody to. So congratulations to everybody.
Come on up, boys. Come on up for a photo.
Comments on agenda items only. Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Mayor. All persons addressing the Board of Commissioners regarding community concerns should approach the microphone and provide their name and address for the record. Unless further time is granted by the Board, each person shall limit their address to 3 minutes. All remarks of the Board and its individual members must be addressed to the Mayor. The Mayor may defer citizens' comments to the appropriate member of the Board. Dialogue between citizens and others addressing the board shall be allowed unless the mayor or presiding officer, the majority of the membership of the board, shall determine that the interests of the quorum and or the expeditious conduct of municipal business are being adversely affected by such dialogue.
Rory Moore, 462 Chestnut Street. Mr. Scarpelli, is there a reason ordinance 3431 and 3432 aren't on for tonight?
Excuse me?
Is this on? Ordinance 3431 and 3432, were they supposed to be on tonight?
For what were they, Mr. Moore?
Salary ordinance.
I think they're on for the next meeting, Mr. Moore. I think they were put on for the next meeting.
I believe so.
Madam Clerk, do you know? You say in ordinance number 3431, 3132? I thought the public here. Next meeting, right?
Yes.
Public hearing's next meeting.
On both of them.
I believe so, Mr.
Yeah,
Moore.
Okay. I just want to make sure. I just have three technical questions on... On your item 314-19, for professional contract, the wayfinding systems, what is that?
Wayfinding are systems that direct you throughout the township. We've been in discussions with Arterio. We had actually a presentation by them a number of months ago. We're looking for our partners and how much it's going to cost our partners to contribute to that wayfinding system. And this Arterio was the one that designed it.
Is it just for Nutley?
Yes.
I'm assuming that.
Yes.
No, wayfinding is also used to detect the movements of the cars where they go.
This is for directing people to certain areas of town, municipal buildings, On 3, Eastwood College.
Okay, thank you. And your 316-19. You have a committee down there, CDBG. What is that?
It's a community development block grant.
Okay.
Ms. Rempicheski really represents us, and we have to have a...
I was just curious what it was. And there's one last one. Cambridge Heights, so your 320-18. Could you explain that very briefly?
It's our annual services contract with Cambridge Heights we do every year.
Yes, but is that for garbage pickup and... what was that for?
It's for all services, I think, Mr. Moore. I have to check that in its entirety. But it's what we do routinely every year with them.
We do that with the other ones as well, don't we? I think, I believe
we do it with some of the other ones, yes.
Okay. All right, thank you.
Anyone else wish to address the Board of Commissioners on agenda items only? Seeing none. Commissioner announcements. Commissioners?
Yes, Mayor, I have one. I'll start. On Monday, December 9th, from 6 to 7:30, we are holding a special event for grandparents and their grandchildren at the Parks Department at 44 Park Avenue. It's called Christmas Cookies and Holiday Hearts. All right, it's where grandparents and their grandchildren can come together and make some cookies for the holidays. So we encourage everyone to come out and support this. This is similar to what we did during Halloween. We had pumpkin painting with grandparents and grandchildren, and it's a good way for busy folks to bond and really do something positive with their grandchildren. My second announcement this evening, if everyone will just bear with me, this is in response to a post that Mayor Scarpelli put up on, you know you're from Nutley, New Jersey, when, I believe it's Mr. Buccino's site, which I totally agree with, but I want to offer some comments to support what he said. Whether you favor roundabout circles or improved intersection, the bottom line here is we as a Board of Commissioners have been asking for an overall build-out and a traffic study for over 2 years. It would be irresponsible for us to allow any traffic modifications or improvements without having the best information, or in this case, any information available. From the beginning, we agreed that our community would be best served by requesting from the developer an overall, including Nutley and Clifton, conceptual plan for the entire site. We should never allow another developer to move forward without safeguards in place. Take a ride on Kingsland Avenue from 3 o'clock on, and you can see the traffic there is backed up beyond belief. In the absence of cooperation concerning the traffic impact, we as a board have requested numerous times, all right, and we've decided to commission, because we did not get a response, our own study to protect our neighborhoods and our citizens. Piecemeal transactional development is unacceptable. We remain open-minded and welcome smart development that will serve both communities well into the future. With open, honest dialogue, we have negotiated, supported, and secured the Seton Hall, Hackensack, Meridian Graduate School of Medicine, Modern Meadow, Ralph Lauren, Quest Diagnostics, and appropriate parking facilities. Our responsibility, and this is something we never lose sight of, as a Board of Commissioners, first and foremost, is to our residents. We look forward to a long-lasting and mutually beneficial relationship between the Township of Nutley and the On3 development, and we will absolutely make sure that everything is done correctly and appropriately. I felt it was important to support what the mayor put up because it wasn't the mayor's decision, it was the Board of Commissioners' decision, all right, and it's something that I totally believe in, and I know Commissioner Evans has also voiced his concerns and his comments on this, and it's not that Nutley is not open to development. We fought hard going back to when Mayor Petracco and I were the representatives there to get that development underway, to get the medical school there, and we were told, and I know you've heard this time and time again, you're not going to get any big farm or any medical type development there, all right, for the next 25 years. Well, guess what? We beat the odds, all right? We got them there. It's moving along nicely, but we will not proceed without appropriate safeguards. That's all I have to say, Mayor.
Thank you, Commissioner. Any other commissioner announcements?
I do. I just like to dovetail a little bit on Commissioner Tucci's comments about that site, and I wasn't aware of the website, but I am now, and I try to stay off them as much as possible. No laughing in the front row. At any rate, but I couldn't agree more with you, Morrow, tonight, and all the commissioners. You know, we're not here to give the store away, so to speak, and Commissioner Tucci is right. When I was the mayor and him and I were there, the build-out was 25 to 30 years, but because of this whole body, not any individuals, but the whole body, that site is way ahead of schedule, and the residents of Nutley are reaping the benefits of that if it's, you know, because of rables that are coming online or the jobs that are out there, and, you know, they, well, I have to say, you know, all the companies there have been fantastic to us as far as trying to, you know, steer Nutley residents there for jobs and all that stuff, but I have to also commend Commissioner Rogers for the way you conducted yourself at the last commission meeting when Mr. Diaz came here. Because, you know, like Steve and everybody else up here, we're not going to be bullied, and we're here, and we live in the town, and we're here for the best interest of the taxpayer, the residents, the children, our parents, our grandparents, and everybody else. So there's a history there, and sometimes when you go on these websites and you just get a blurb of something, you know, you should really look into all the details because, again, this board and our professionals have been very, very committed and have been putting extraordinary hours in over the years to make this a success, which I think it already is. So, thank you, Commissioners and Mayor Scarpelli.
Commissioner Rogers.
Yeah, Mr. Mayor, thank you. With regard to the subject we're talking about, I think the Mayor articulated in a very comprehensive way the position of this board. I got to tell you, Mayor, I commend you for the way you put it out there. We have challenges all the time, and this road situation, since I've been on this board, has been a challenge. Now, just think about this. Every time you look at the news or you open a paper, what do we read about? A.C. Moore leaving New Jersey, Sears leaving New Jersey, companies leaving New Jersey. But they're coming to Nutley, and they're coming to Nutley because what we've been able to do as a board is to do a couple of things. But I think the most important thing is to look out for the taxpayers, to look out for your pocketbooks. And I think Commissioner Petracco and Commissioner Tucci, the way you framed it, and I think it was, well, we're not going to be bullied by anybody just to make a decision because it would be politically healthy. It would be politically advantageous. Board doesn't work that way. We work very, very hard, very hard. So I would just say to you, is that if you have any friends that are questioning the motives of this board and the intent of this board, something I would love to see. Before I leave in May, I would love to see one of many things happen where I'd love to see the people who have questions to pick up the phone, to call any one of the five of us. And we'll be more than glad, and I know I could speak on behalf of my colleagues, we'll be more than glad to take all the time you need for us to explain how we got from point A to point B. It's no good, no good at all to put things up on whether they be internet sites or whatever, which is not accurate and not true. It divides this community. It's not healthy. I believe in debate. I believe in healthy discussion, but discussion, and that's a good thing. Secondly, Mr. Mayor, I got to tell you this. I've been meaning to tell you this personally, and I mentioned it in the back, and I'm going to mention it here publicly. I do a lot of traveling. I'm home the other night, and I had to cancel. I wouldn't be here tonight. I'm supposed to be in Los Angeles, but the flights were canceled because of the weather. And I remember my wife saying to me the night of the storm, boy, I tell you, how are we going to get around? Look at this. I wake up in the morning, and I look out the front window of my house. And I'll tell you what, if I didn't know it was winter, it looked like springtime. And I asked you, didn't I, in the back, did your guys go out there overnight and do the job they did? And the answer was yes. And I thought it was rather remarkable because of the quickness and veracity of the storm, how you wake up in the morning and you see Nutley Street's clean, and I happen to live not too far from Bloomfield, and I'm looking at the Bloomfield streets, and I could see one of them. It was a totally, it was like night and day. So my point is this, folks. You know what? There may be a lot of things we see wrong in government. I do. But there are a lot of right things. And these are the kinds of services that make us special and a very extraordinary community. On behalf of my wife, who had to get to work that morning, thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you, Commissioner.
Joe, a lot has been said. I'll add to it in this way. Right now, social media is being used to influence public opinion. That would suggest that for some reason the approach that we are taking as a Board of Commissioner isn't sound. It isn't the right path. I think you articulated very well the justification and the reasons, Joe, behind that, as we've all articulated. We've all heard comments, but I want to put a point on them. We will look for great job opportunities for the residents of the town. We will look to recover permanently every tax dollar that we can recover from that property. We will look to greater opportunities to improve the property values of our homes, but we won't forsake the quality of life of our town to do it. There are issues, and one of the issues that's been raised is the traffic study is core to understanding what that impact can be. So it's nice to say, ooh, let's go look at a assisted living project because it's only on 4 acres and that's something quick that we can do. That's exactly what the builder would like us to do. It's great to say, oh, he's put out in the past that on the west side of the railroad tracks he liked to build 400,000 square feet of space. It's also nice to say, okay, those are nice improvements on the Nutley side, but there's well over 2 million square feet of space that's going to be developed on the Clifton side. Right, and the question becomes, what is the impact of all of that on our town, on our roadways, the quality of life associated with that? There's been comparisons been raised already that suggest that the fact that there were a lot of people on the Rose site, you know, 30, 40 years ago, and we had traffic patterns, heavy traffic patterns 30, 40 years ago. If you think about where the town was 40 years ago to what kind of town we have today, it's ludicrous to suggest that the impacts are the same and that it's okay, or just to suggest that. So as a position of the board, we've taken an approach that says we don't want to do it piecemeal. We don't want to do it without good, competent data that suggests that we know what the impacts are going to be on all of those decisions, whether it's our roadways, whether it's our schools, our infrastructure. We want to know what those impacts are going to be. And the reality is, it's not that it takes years. It doesn't take all that time. But if we, and by the way, the developer is suggesting that this is all a surprise, and he's been blindsided, and that's not true. We've been asking for a traffic study for 2 years, and we have yet to have one. The reality is that it's time that now that the existing buildings have been addressed and we start to look at the open acreage and there's greater expansion going on in Clifton, we need to better understand what those impacts are. And whether he's going to be willing to do that or whether or not we have to take that upon ourselves to learn more about that, that's the position of this board, because the board is unified in acting and making it very clear we want to know what the impact is on our town, and we will not forsake the town for a buck.
I just got to dovetail on what everybody else has said, is that this Board of Commissioners is always going to watch out for the people of Nutley. That's what this board is going to do. And we'll cooperate when we need to cooperate, and we have cooperated to make sure that those four buildings are already, the four of the five vacant buildings have been filled. know, we bent over backwards to make sure that Ralph Lauren got in there on time.
Yes.
So the developer didn't get penalized. We made sure there was, we approved the temporary driveway. We approved a garage that was still under construction, that was still safe. We made sure it was safe. But right. We bent over backwards to make sure that we cooperated with the developer. For anybody to think that we're not being cooperative, that's just not true. And that's just not being transparent, and that's not being truthful. So I think, you know, we have a lot of successes that have happened there. The medical school, Ralph Lauren, the research and development building, fully occupied. The dropping of the tax appeals, which seems to have got lost in all this, is huge, huge for the taxpayers in Nutley. So I just want everybody to know that, like I said, this Board of Commission is going to watch out for the people in Nutley, and that's what we're going to do. And I think we're doing it successfully. And when we get to the table, we'll get to the table, and then we'll cooperate again.
Any other announcements?
I do, on a much lighter note, I do have an event at Public Safety this Thursday, December 5th, Pictures with Santa, and we're doing it with the fire chiefs, the police and fire chiefs, and a lot of our police officers and our EMTs as well. So if you'd like to take a picture with Santa, it's going to be from 5:30 to 7:30. This Thursday night. I'd like to invite all the commissioners, the mayor, to stop by. It'd be nice to take a good group pictures with everybody too, if you're available. And that's rain, shine, snow, or whatever, right, Sam? So that's December 5th. Oh, and the big thing, Commissioner Rogers, pets are welcome at our event. Pets are welcome to take a picture as well. Thank you.
I have announcement that we have electronics recycling on Saturday, December 7th, from 9 to 1 in the parking lot 7. That's the parking lot behind Della Luce. You know, maybe Santa Claus is going to bring some big screen TVs this year. So if you got some old ones you want to get rid of, come December this Saturday and get rid of them. Let's move on to ordinance introductions. Commissioner Petracco.
Yes, I have ordinance number 3433, an ordinance to amend an ordinance codified in the Code of the Township of Nutley, Chapter 228, Title Vehicles and Traffic, particularly Article 7, Special Zones and Areas, Section 29A, entitled Handicap Parking, to add and remove the location set forth thereon. I move that this ordinance be passed to a second reading and advertised in the Nutley Sun, together with notice required by law, and that further consideration of said ordinance for final passage by the Board of Commissioners be held at its second reading on, this one will be January 2nd, 2020.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Thank you. Ordinance number 3434, an ordinance to fix the salaries of certain officers and employees of the Township of Nutley County, Bessemer State of New Jersey, effective January 1st, 2018, be ordained by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley and the County of Essex, New Jersey, as follows. I move that this ordinance be passed to second reading and advertised in Nutley Sun, together with notice required by law, that further consideration of said ordinance for final passage by the Board of Commissioners be held at its second reading on December 31st.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Ordinance number 3435, an ordinance to fix the salaries of certain officers and employees of the Township of Nutley County of Essex, State of New Jersey, effective January 1st, 2018, be ordained by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley and the County of Essex, New Jersey, as follows. I move that this ordinance be passed through a second reading and advertised in Nutley Sun, together with notice required by law, and that further consideration of said ordinance for final passage by the Board of Commissioners to be held at its second reading on December 31st. I move it.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Thank you.
Let's move on to resolutions. Commissioner Tucci.
Yes, thank you, Mayor. I introduce this resolution on behalf of Mayor Scarpelli and myself because it affects both of our departments, actually three departments, Public Works, Parks and Public Property, and the Water Department. Whereas on November 19, 2019, a negotiated settlement was reached between the Township of Nutley and Teamsters Local 97, representing members of the Department of Parks and Public Property, Department of Public Works and Water Department, and whereas the Township of Nutley desires to enter into a two-year contract with Teamsters Local 97 in accordance with the terms and conditions outlined in the negotiated settlement slash contract, now therefore be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the Township of Nutley be and is hereby authorized to enter into a contract with Teamsters Local 97 in accordance with the terms and conditions set forth in the negotiated settlement signed on November 19, 2019 and in a form approved by Council. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Whereas Township of Nutley Ordinance 665-22, Preservation of Trees, states that tree removal permits must be obtained for a cost of $50 per tree. And whereas the Township of Nutley Department of Parks and Recreation and or Public Property authorizes a refund for each tree permit submitted upon the planting of a new one on said property. Replacement trees, size, and species must be approved in advance by the Township Forester. And whereas funds will be available from account C-01904-905, now therefore be resolved by Board of Commissioners of Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the Township Treasurer is authorized to refund the tree permit fee collected as per the Shade Tree Preservation Ordinance to Mr. Winfield Casmar, 110 Beach Street, for one tree at the rate of $50. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Whereas the resolution was adopted on December 27, 2018, awarding a contract to TSUJ Corporation, P.O. Box 4621, Wayne, New Jersey, for electrical services, and whereas the agreement entered into between TSUJ and the Township of Nutley on January 1, 2019, was for a period of 1 year, with the option to be extended for one additional year, not to exceed 2 years in total, and whereas funds are available from 0-01508200, pending adoption of the 2020 municipal budget, not to exceed $40,000 for the year and $50,000 in capital ordinance 3425A, and have been certified by the chief financial officer, said certification being attached to this resolution. Now therefore be resolved that the Township of Nutley renewed the contract with TSUJ Corp, PO Box 4621, Wayne, New Jersey, for electrical services pursuant to the previously signed agreement. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Whereas a resolution was adopted on December 27, 2018, awarding a contract to Advanced Mechanical Corp, 173 Franklin Avenue, Nutley, New Jersey, and whereas the agreement entered into according to the bid specifications between Advanced Mechanical and the Township of Nutley on January 1, 2019, was for a period of 1 year with the option to be extended for an additional year, and whereas funds are available from 0-01508200, pending adoption of the 2020 municipal budget, not to exceed $40,000, and capital ordinance 3425A in the amount of $50,000 for the year, and have been certified by the chief financial officer, said certification being attached to this resolution. Now therefore be resolved that Township of Nutley renewed the contract with Advanced Mechanical Corporation, 173 Franklin Avenue, Nutley, New Jersey, for plumbing, heating, air conditioning, and refrigeration service and purchase pursuant to the previously signed agreement. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Be it resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the Township Clerk be, and she is hereby authorized to advertise sealed bids for recreation uniforms and equipment. Bids to be received on Friday, December 27, 2019, in the Commission Chambers, Township Hall, 1 Kennedy Drive, at 11 a.m. prevailing time, at which time they will be publicly opened and read. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye. Whereas Township Nutley has a need to acquire professional service as a fair and open contract pursuant to the provision of NJSA 19:44A-20.5. And whereas the Department of Parks and Public Property has a need to acquire specialized professional services for a qualified tree removal service, now therefore be it resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, the County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the township clerk is hereby authorized to advertise for sealed bids for the removal of township cheese throughout the township. Bids to be received on Friday, December 27, 2019, in the commission chambers, township hall at 11 a.m. prevailing time, at which time they will be publicly opened and read. These are for trees that are beyond the capability of our shade tree department and the parks department to take down by themselves. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
That's all I have, Mayor.
Thank you, Commissioner. Commissioner Evans.
Yes, Mayor. Be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley in the County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the Treasurer be and she is hereby authorized to refund overpayments of water charges in the amount of $2,530.22 for account 2503, lot 21. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
My second resolution is a requirement from the state, the Division of Local Governmental Services, that I need to read this into the record in order for us to actually receive payment for our transitional state aid in the amount of $3,250,000. Whereas PL 2019-C-150, the state budget, extends transitional aid to localities, to those localities who are experiencing financial distress caused by destruction or loss of major business ratable. Whereas the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, has experienced a substantial erosion of its property tax ratable base due to the departure of Hoffman LaRoche, the municipality's largest taxpayer. Whereas the Director of Division of the Division of Local Governmental Services is authorized by the state budget to award transitional aid to local government units experiencing financial distress due to ratable losses. Whereas after reviewing an application submitted by the municipality, the director has determined that the municipality meets the necessary criteria of the transitional aid program and that an award of $3,250,000 of transitional aid is appropriate in accordance with the criteria set forth in the state budget. Now, therefore, be it resolved, in addition to all other sums provided by the State of New Jersey or its municipal subdivisions thereof, the director hereby authorizes payment of transitional aid funds in the amount of $3,250,000 to the municipality in support of its budget. Be it further resolved that the director shall advance funds to the township based upon a review of the municipality's cash flow needs, sufficient transitional aid funds in the amount not to exceed 75% of the municipality's total transitional aid award may be dispersed upon execution of this memorandum of understanding. All remaining funds will be withheld in the division's account until such time the director, based upon her evaluation of the municipality's compliance with the terms of this agreement, recommends payment. The division retains the power to hold back funds and provide less than the anticipated amount should the municipality no longer need the funds, become non-compliant with the terms of this MOU, or fail to act in a manner otherwise required. Be it further resolved, the municipality agrees to work with the division to remedy the municipality's structural budget imbalance and will comply with all laws, regulations, local finance notices, and any government administrative and oversight measure necessary for the fiscal recovery of the municipality as the director may order from time to time pursuant to the state budget. The municipality will also make available to the director to her designee upon request all documents or resources necessary to review the municipality's financial condition. We have received full clearance from the Division of Local Governmental Services to receive our full amount of aid in the amount of $3,250,000. So move.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
Thank you, Mayor.
Commissioner Petracco.
Be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, New Jersey, that in accordance with the provisions of RS 484-58, the following transfers of appropriation in 2019 budget be in the same or hereby authorized and approved. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye.
And this, I know I said in the back that I wanted to pull this resolution, but if it's okay, I think that instead of reading a three-year term, I could just read a two, and I'm okay with that, if that's okay, Madam Clerk.
Just specify the 2 years.
Yeah, I'm going to do it. Is that okay with you?
Absolutely.
Thank you, ma'am. Whereas on December 2nd, 2019, a memorandum of agreement was reached between the Township of Nutley and the Nutley FMBA Local 44 and Local 44A. And whereas in the Township of Nutley desires to enter into a two-year contract, and that's the typo, with FMBA Local 44 and Local 44A in accordance with the terms and conditions outlined in the memorandum of agreement. Now, therefore, it be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the Township of Nutley be and is hereby authorized to enter into a contract with FMBA Local 44 and Local 44A in accordance with the terms and conditions set forth in the memorandum of agreement signed on December 2nd, 2019, and in a form approved by Council. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye. Thank you.
Thank you, Commissioner. Whereas a raffle application has been received from the following organization, Nutley Music Boosters Association, license number 5519, on-premise 50-50 cash raffle, and license number 5619, on-premise merchandise raffle, both to be held Saturday, January 25th, 2020. Whereas the application has been received and approved by Ms. Clerk and the Police Department, now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the aforementioned license is approved and Ms. Clerk will authorize the issue of the raffle license with the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye. This on behalf of the Board of Commissioners, whereas Nutley Board of Commissioners and Nutley Chief of Police have approved the following plenary retail distribution licenses to be open 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. on Christmas Eve, December 24, 2019, and New Year's Eve, December 31st, 2019, Heller & Heller, Nutley Wine Shop, Nutley News & Liquors, whereas the above plenary retail distribution licenses have only been permitted to be open during these hours on the above dates of time. Now, therefore, resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of Jersey, has granted permission to the above listed plenary retail distribution licensees to be open during these dates of time and with a resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye. Whereas the Township of Nutley through the Department of Public Works has a need to acquire services of an engineering consultant as a non-fair and open contract pursuant to provisions of NJSA 1944A 20.5, whereas Pannoni Associates 24 Commerce Street, Suite 300, Newark, New Jersey, has submitted a proposal indicating they will provide engineering services according to a fee schedule. And whereas the contract is not to exceed $165,000, now therefore resolved by the Board of Commissioners of Township of Nutley, enter into contract with Pannoni Associates as described herein. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye. Whereas the bids for collection services of commingled recycling material was received and opened on December 13, 2017, whereas F. Basso Jr. Rubbish Removal, 5593 South 20th Street, Irvington, New Jersey, is awarded a contract for collection and hauling commingled recycled material as per the bid specifications amount of $169,450. Now, therefore, resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that a contract be awarded to F. Basso Rubbish Removal not to exceed $169,450, and that the Mayor and Township Clerk are hereby authorized to enter into and sign the contract and move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye. Whereas bids for 2020 acceptance of recycling vegetative waste to include leaf and grass clipping were received and opened on November 13, 2019. Whereas S. Rotundi & Sons, P.O. Box 1407, Summit, New Jersey, was the low bidder. And it was resolved that the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, entered a contract to be awarded to S. Rotundi & Sons not to exceed $75,000, and the Mayor and Township Clerk are hereby authorized to enter into and sign contract for the Township of Nutley. Move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye. Whereas the Township of Nutley has a need to retain professional services for vehicular wayfinding system design services. Whereas the Board of Commissioners determined Arteria, located at 105 Grove Street, Suite 7, Montclair, Jersey, is best suited to provide these services. Now, therefore, it be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the Mayor is hereby authorized to enter into a contract with Arteria as a professional service in the amount not to exceed $25,000 with the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans? Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye. This is Resolution 31519, Resolution of the Township Commissioners of the Township of Nutley, authorizing the engagement of Inglesino, Webster, Washashala, and Taylor as counsel for the Township of Nutley concerning litigation related to the development of the former Hoffman Roche campus. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Be resolved by the Board of Commissioners of Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that Joseph P. Scarpelli and Kathy Represchewski be appointed as representatives of the Community Development Block Grant Committee for the term January 1st, 2020 through December 31st, 2020. Move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye. Whereas the Township of Nutley has a need to retain service of legal counsel who specializes in matters related to railroads and railroad crossings, represent the Township regarding grade railroad crossings by Norfolk Southern Industrial Railroad as a non-fair and open contract. Whereas the law firm of Genova Burns, located at 494 Broad Street North, possesses the necessary qualifications to represent and has submitted a proposal to provide these services an hour related to $200 an hour for all attorneys, $75 for all paralegals, and not to exceed $15,000. Now, therefore, resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the mayor is authorized to enter a contract with the law firm of Genova Burns. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye. Whereas the Department of Public Works announces there will be free two-hour metered parking December 16, 2019 through December 29, 2019. Whereas the suspension of metered parking during the holidays is a Nutley tradition to promote our business district and support local merchants. And whereas the free two-hour parking will allow ample time for residents to take the opportunity to leisurely walk and shop Nutley first. Now, therefore, resolved that the Board of Commissioners of Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, will allow free two-hour metered parking from December 16, 2019 through December 29, 2019. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye. Whereas the Township of Nutley has need to acquire service of professional engineers to assist the Township defending itself against a tort claim made by Hoffman Roche and other environmental issues as a non-fair and open contract. Whereas the Chief Financial Officer has determined and certified in writing that the value of the aggregate services provided by the vendor January 1st, 2020 to December 31st, 2020 will not exceed $15,000. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the mayor enters into a contract with Mott McDonald Professional Engineering Service for their proposal as stated above. Move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye. Whereas pursuant to NJSA 4067.23.2, is required by law, the Township has elected to provide municipal services to the Cambridge Heights at Nutley Umbrella Associates in the same manner as the Township provides services on public roads and streets in the Township of Nutley. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye. Whereas the Township of Nutley has a need to retain the services of attorneys specialized in municipal land use and policy to provide legal advice and services in connection with the Township land use policy. Whereas Angelo Cifelli of the law firm of Pyro Zinn, Cifelli Paris, and Jenna Tempo has submitted a proposal in the amount not to exceed $17,000. Now, therefore, be resolved by the Board of Commissioners, Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, that the mayor is hereby authorized to enter into a contract with Angelo Cifelli Jr. of the law firm of Pyro Zinn, Cifelli Paris, and Jenna Tempo. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye. Whereas the Township of Nutley has a need to acquire the service of an independent planning expert to assist the zoning board of adjustments as a non-fair open contract pursuant to provisions NJSA 1944A 20.5, whereas the zoning board of adjustment of the Township of Nutley wishes to retain an independent planning expert to assist the board in reviewing evidence submitted with respect to applications submitted, whereas Paul Rickey of Rickey Planning, 10 Georgian Way, Clark, New Jersey, is willing and able to provide such expert reviews of plans, applications, and other documents and matters submitted before the board to be paid at a rate of $120 per hour. Now, therefore, resolved by the Board of Commissioners of Township of Nutley, County of Essex, State of New Jersey, authorize a contract of Rickey Planning to assist the Zoning Board of Adjustment with respect to applications submitted. I move the resolution.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers?
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci?
Aye.
Commissioner Evans?
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco?
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli?
Aye. That concludes the business portion of our meeting. Madam
Mr. Mayor, may I just add a point? For any of the resolutions that indicate that the funds have been certified, the CFO, although they have been reviewed by the department, she's away,
She'll be back, and then she'll certify them. Just so the record's clear, we're not going to disperse any funds, obviously, until they're certified or enter into any contracts. We just wanted that to be clear for any of the resolutions where there were certifications are required. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Gentile. Madam Clerk.
Thank you, Mayor. All persons addressing the Board of Commissioners regarding community concerns should approach the microphone and provide their name and address for the record. Unless further time is granted by the Board, each person shall limit their address to 5 minutes. All remarks to the Board and its individual members must be addressed to the Mayor. The Mayor may defer citizens' comments to the appropriate member of the Board. Dialogue between citizens and others addressing the Board shall be allowed unless the Mayor or presiding officer or the majority of the membership of the Board shall determine that the interests of the quorum and or the expeditious conduct of municipal business are being adversely affected by such dialogue.
Rory Moore, 462 Chestnut Street. Mr. Tucci, I appreciate your comments this evening, but I'd like to comment if I may. When Mr. Scarpelli put that out, from what I could see personally, a lot of people were shocked that they didn't know. They may have heard. They think about it. It becomes an M&M game. I heard this from Sully Rose. The only suggestion I could make is somewhere on the web page, the Nutley page, to have some type of update, at least update it once a month, what's going on. Because I think that's the shock to a lot of people. Now you're saying a circle, and with everybody's lives being as confused and as busy as they are, it's not easy to get information about it, but it does significantly impact people's lives. So I would like to suggest, because whether or not we agree or disagree on it, it should be published at least so people can see it.
Mr. Moore, I couldn't agree with you more. And I think we've already started that, all right, with the meeting that we had in the high school, all right, outlining for people what we've done so far, all right. I think with the mayor's update as to what's going on with the traffic study, I think you're going to see more and more of that so people are brought up to date. Some things, obviously, we can't talk about because they're confidential and we're still negotiating, but anything that we can share, all right, and we've shared pretty much everything that we could share up until this point, all right, we will absolutely share, and I couldn't agree with you more.
And you share in this forum here.
Not only in this forum, but on the web page. And I'm talking about major outreach. So people know, so they don't have to guess, all right, as to what's going on.
2 years ago, when On3 was first forming, I went to several meetings over in Clifton.
Mm-hmm.
And the mayor never closed the meeting until everybody's questions were answered, because he wanted everybody to be satisfied. Maybe you couldn't get a correct answer, or you didn't know all of the details. But you at least got somebody heard you and answered your question.
I think, as I commented, this is an evolving project. There, I mean, there were some corporations that were supposed to come in that, for whatever reason, did not come in. All right, there were some comments made that, you know, you don't do a traffic study before a city is built. Yes, you do. All right, you anticipate what's going to happen. You don't put yourself in a position where you're reacting when it's too late and you can't correct something.
Oh, I'm not disagreeing with you.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more, and we've agreed and disagreed over the years, but on this one, we are 100%.
Didn't recently, if I remember correctly, the Board of Commissioners, you authorized the traffic study?
That is correct.
Is that finished yet?
No.
No.
How long does that, I'm just curious, how long does that take?
Well, we commissioned it one, but
I can tell you.
Go ahead, Mr. Gentile.
We're hoping to see a draft report by the middle of this month and hopefully have a final report by January.
Oh.
So it's not a long period of time.
No, I didn't think it was that long, but even when the report is available, the synopsis of the report was put on a web page, mm-hmm. and then people have the opportunity to see it. Because, Commissioner Rogers, when you said phone calls, you immediately remind me of Frank Cacciola. Every time there's a problem, he said, come on down to my office, we'll have coffee. That's a one-on-one conversation. And you're trying to reach people who work faster because of the internet.
Well, Mr. Moore, I got to tell you something. You hit the nail right on the head. We had a discussion, and I think we're all in agreement. We have to be more proactive. I had mentioned in some of my discussions that if enough lies go out there and information goes out there, misinformation inaccurate, people are going to believe it. So I am concerned, and I know my colleagues are concerned. We have a large population in town that are not computer savvy. You know, we've got a lot of seniors here. And so perhaps down the road, you'll see action taken, as Commissioner Tucci said, that we have to do a better job getting the information out there sooner. But what the mayor put out, I think, was excellent. And I think it's a great idea to get it in printed form as social media form.
But at least it's there.
Point
now.
Well taken. Thank you.
Mr. Moore, if you go to our website and you can click on it and it has all the updates on everything that's happened on the Roche site.
But is it easy to get to?
Absolutely.
And I'm not being critical.
Absolutely. It's front and center.
Front and center. Because that way, at least people, it would be publicized, so at least people know.
Everything that's happened is up there.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Anybody else wish to address the Board of Commissioners this evening?
Tammy Rossi, 28 Colonial Terrace. I have a few questions this evening. One of them is, Mayor Scarpelli, would you ensure that our website is updated to reflect our current members on all township boards? I visited the township website, and at least one board I see has not been updated. So I would think for maybe the community to...
We'll check that in, Ms. Rossi. As far as I know, everything is updated.
Okay. Thank you. Please, Beth. One year ago, December 4th, 2018, at our Board of Commission meeting, Commissioner Rogers, you said in January you wanted to hold a meeting for all interested citizens to serve on the various boards. And I'll quote you, you had said, I think the end game is to widen the scope of allowing people to participate on these boards. And it's in the spirit of reaching out to other members of the community and getting them to become more engaged. Is there any intention of you doing that this January?
Well, that actually wasn't for me to do it. It was the intent. I know the mayor's in charge of the boards. He makes the appointments. And I believe you did reach out to some people, Mr. Mayor. And
yeah, we conducted interviews last year. We'll do that again this year if we have openings that need to be filled.
Okay.
Great. Thank you very much. My other question is, what is the current status of the Diamond Springs versus Township of Nutley litigation?
Mr. Giannotempo.
Right now, we just completed some depositions, and there's no current court appearance or court dates on the calendar, and so it's kind of in a holding pattern.
My next question is, I've heard that there is construction equipment on that site. I would imagine they've had to apply for permits to do anything on that site. Can you show?
As far as I know, there's been no applications to do anything, and they would have to come to the department here to get permission. So I don't know what that could be, unless they're storing vehicles there. We should check into that, too, because it's not a storage yard.
Now, have Dave Berry check it tomorrow?
Okay, great. Thank you. And I just wanted to make one comment about the traffic circle. My parents live in Wayne, and Wayne is a heavily trafficked township. And there are times when I don't even like living there because of the traffic. But with these intersections, like the one behind Roche in Wayne, it can take 3 or 4 light changes to reach the intersection before you can actually make the turn. So I'm not sure which is the better way, a circle or an intersection, but at least the circle may allow continuity of traffic flow versus the traffic getting backed up. Bloomfield Avenue, Kingsland Avenue. I'm not sure, but I just want you to know or think about that could be a potential issue, taking 3 or 4 light changes just to bend the corner.
Ms. Rossi, I can tell you this board's very concerned about traffic, mm-hmm. how it's going to flow, safety of pedestrians, flooding, infrastructure, services. We're concerned about everything that's going on that site. That's why we hired experts to do the traffic study who will counsel us on if, when, and what needs to be happened on that site in their judgment. And they'll counsel us, and then we'll make a decision. But that's why we hire experts. We don't go fly by the seat of our pants and say, oh, it's a good idea, it's a bad idea. We hire experts, and then we have them give them their opinion.
Great. Thank you very much.
Mr. Mayor, can I just address that one issue? And
sure.
For the public, there should be no impression that we have not had discussions with them. Our engineers have looked at the designs. We haven't gotten final designs even. The county, we've met with the county engineers, their engineer, PRISM's engineers, our own engineers. The design of the one that they have, that the mayor put out for Kingsland and Bloomfield, our engineers say cannot work because of the way the roadways are all in strange angles. Mm-hmm. Plus, you have a railroad track there, which we don't own, and they have to get permission from many different entities before they could even contemplate that. So the commissioners have never said no. We just haven't gotten an answer from the engineers is that it's actually feasible. Mm-hmm. The other one they propose on Ideation Way in Kingsland, which is a much smaller one, again, same discussion. How does it work in relation to Franklin, the lighted Franklin, and Cathedral, and Four Corners? Because that's what the traffic study is going to help tell us, where the cars come from, where they're going. They can track the cars from many different places, not just how many run down Bloomfield Avenue. They'll tell you where they're coming from. So it's much more sophisticated now, and that's what really we need to present to the engineers need. We don't, to go over this information. Plus, there's another one, and they're planning in the center of the property, in the middle, in the Clifton side. So it's really three circles that we haven't really gotten any clear engineering on. So I don't think the commissioners are closed-minded about that at all, mm-hmm. but engineering-wise, nobody's shown a plan that actually works yet. Our own road experts say it can't be done that way. It's unsafe. Because you need to have pedestrians be able to cross.
Right.
It's not just about moving the cars. It's about moving people into the parks and into the rest of the town.
Sure.
So that's been a complication. But there should be no impression that we have not met constantly with the engineers. I can probably tell you we've been at 10 meetings in the last year and a half with the engineers discussing the roadways. So the information that's coming out now is not really accurate. And once we have this traffic study, I think the commissioners will have the data they need to get the experts to give them real information.
Thank you so much.
Just to follow up a little bit on what Mr. Giannatempo said, just to know Big Brother's alive and well, if they're just choose a number, 100 cars that flow through the intersection of Kingsland and Bloomfield, there's data available that can tell you where those cars started and where they ended up through Google. So
I didn't even realize there were three circles. I thought there was only one.
Well, this is one main one, and there's other ones out there. Mm-hmm. So it's why we need answers.
All right. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Anybody else wish to address the Board of Commissioners this evening? Seeing none?
Before we adjourn, I'd just like to recognize a couple.
There's no notes.
I'd just like to recognize a couple really good friends of mine and business owners that have chosen to close and retire. The first one is Anthony Cavallo's. And I have to say, Anthony was never a competitor of mine, but a dear friend. We always worked great together. They served this community with pride for many years. He donated a lot of money back to Nutley. He served Nutley really well. He will be missed. And the other business is Nicole's Bakery, who Billy is retiring also. And Nicole's has been there for 98 years. I was trying to press Billy into staying another 2 years, but he said he was tired and he was looking forward to retirement. That's back in my neighborhood where I grew up. There was nothing like a Zinicola's pizza on a Friday night that we all remember picking up. And his father, or it was his grandfather at the time, would only make so many of them, so you had to get there quickly to get one. But two great businesses, two great families, and I just want to really acknowledge them. Food business is a tough business like other businesses, 7 days a week, and I wish them really, really the best of health and the best, you know, time spent with family in their retirement.
I'll follow up on that generations of Nutleyites being fed by Zinicola's and by Cavallo's. Cavallo's in my neighborhood, that years they kept the book, and people who could not afford come in every night and pay, and wait till they got paid at the end of the week and then collect the money. So they worked with families during the Depression and after. It's a sad day, but it's also people who've worked hard, and, you know, it's time to retire and get on with their lives and the next chapter of their lives. So,
Mayor, I'd be remiss. I have one more short announcement, if I might. Our Nutley Theater Program will be performing A Christmas Story at the Nutley High School. The first one, the opening night, will be Thursday, the 5th at 7:30. The second one will be the 6th at 7:30. And there'll be two shows on Saturday, the 7th, one at 2 o'clock and one at 7:30. Thank you.
Motion to adjourn.
Second.
Commissioner Rogers.
Aye.
Commissioner Tucci.
Aye.
Commissioner Evans.
Aye.
Commissioner Petracco.
Aye.
Mayor Scarpelli.
Aye.
The time is 8:50.
Yeah. Too late.